Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. We'll sing a song. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. Hallelujah. Please, can you put it up for us? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Good morning, church. You believe that Jesus is here? Somehow I'm nervous, but I'll be seeing the fire, seeing the blue light. So I want the Lord to minister to us, not me. Because when my flesh comes in, I'll be troubled throughout the whole week. So I just want you to pray for me. Stretch your hand and pray for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put me over today, Lord. Help me to convey that you lay in my heart to share with my brethren. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today we hand over the service unto you. Lord, the fire you promised that will come. Thank you for the angels that are here. Lord, the seraphims, to begin to drop the fire upon individuals. Because we'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost already. We need the fire to take the world by force. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a scripture in Isaiah 62. I will start from verse 5. I came with a prayer request in my heart for America. If you remember, about 2 years ago, when I was giving the teaching about prayer, towards the end, I found myself saying, I don't know what to call it, prophecy. I was just saying it that Russia is going to do something to America. But you are seeing that of Chinese with their balloon and so on and so forth. But it's about China. So we're going to pray. Since I started this, well, let me just continue. Then I said something about what China would do to America. But some people didn't take it seriously, thought it was just a joke. Then I heard another prophet said, Russia is going to destroy America. I said, no, you are not the first person saying it. In the 90s, there was another prophet who said it from Romania. Dmitry, that is the name. Although he's late now. Because he used to work for the Russians too, as a soldier. Then just last week, I was listening to Chuck Pierce. He said he wrote 2 books about what Russia would do to America. I'm not saying this for you to be afraid. You know prayer changes things? God has given you power. A sister called me the other day. He said, please talk to my son. And pray, I say, sister, you have power. It's in your mouth. Don't be worrying. Your son will shut you out. If you behave this way, you are irritating him. Do you know she later sent a text, say, thank you, brother. God, you can change things on your knees in your closet. Let me read this scripture. I'm running ahead of myself now. Isaiah 62, verse 5. And as a young man married a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. As the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. The next verse, please. Verse 6. And I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the law, keep not silence. Give him no rest. Next verse, please. And give him no rest till he established, until he made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Who made the church a praise on the earth. Either the devil likes it or not. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. Hallelujah. If God be for me, if God be for you, can be against us. Now, see, these nations, they are trusting their military might. We trust the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Now, you see, after I said that, I would stop myself. I picked up a man a few weeks later from the airport, going to a squad pick, Hilton. I saw his name. It was just five letters. I couldn't pronounce it. I said, this name is a strange name. He said, I'm from Russia. He said, but what is going on in America now is what will happen in America, in Russia, when I ran away with my family. I'm troubled. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. And this is a police officer. He ran away from neighboring country, in neighboring states. Because he said, when a crisis will start, they will not allow them to police to do their job. I'm sharing this with you, not for you to be afraid. I want you to pray. Brethren, are we ready to pray? Can God change things? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Today's message says, the people that don't know their God, part two. Do you know God? Hallelujah. Is God for you? Is God with you? Hallelujah. The Lord always gave me the scripture, when I'm facing attack, you have God, little children. You have overcome them. He didn't say you are going to. You have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? The devil and his cohorts. But God that is you is bigger than the devil combined together, all their cohorts. Hallelujah. So I encouraged the gentleman. He's taller than me, bigger. I discovered he's a born-again Christian. Now, what are they using in America today? They are using Karl Marx war book to do what they are doing. But I need to say this. It's not time for new world order. Mm-mm, no. Everybody say amen. It's not time. It's God's order now. It has started. Here, listen to news. What is happening in Kentucky? Christians say, go to chapel, start praying. They don't go to class. God is already moving. Then it is moving to Ohio. And it's going to come to Arizona. God wants to move. See, don't be afraid of Russia. Don't be afraid of China. God wants to move. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The fire of God will fall. Hallelujah. Do you know what? Dutch. She said, 9/11, when it happened, he was supposed to fly somewhere, but there was no flight. By the time he got there, it was some days later. He said, when he stood to preach, God put some things on the wall, or writing. It was Acts 3:19. Hey, but I know that he wanted to continue preaching. The Lord said, no, this one. And what was he saying? He said, but what is happening now? Where God will start moving. He said, students, you ask them why. He said, I love Jesus. They don't want to go to class. They want to obey God. And that is about, it's happening already. Nobody should be afraid of the Russians. Don't be afraid of the Chinese. God is for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And when God starts moving, now, we sang that song, take the name of the Lord Jesus with you. But you are not a child of sorrow. You are not a child of woe. But the name of Jesus can do a lot of wonders in your life. I was sharing some things with the children yesterday. Then I started to give this testimony. What was the testimony? I didn't know it was one of my daughters that she was the one who testified. I didn't say it happened to her. It's a classmate to Star Vero. Robbers came to her house. Three were outside. They asked one to go inside with a gun. I said, woman, give me all your money. She was opening her bag to give him money, and it was slow somehow. And he shouted with a gun. I said, give me all your money. And this sister shouted, Jesus! And started speaking in tongues. The man who came with gun, the gun fell from his hand. When the other saw he was in trouble, they came inside and rushed him out. They ran away. Do you know, a few days later, they came. And they asked the sister, and mother, now we be one rob you the other day. And then she was fidgeting, thought they came again. So we want to find out where you got that power from. If it is in the sky, we will go there. If it's in the river, we will go there. Wherever you got that power from. Then he asked them, what happened to you? He said, when you shouted Jesus, fire came and separated you from me. I didn't know where I was. Hallelujah. The God you serve is not the one you put in pocket. Who created heaven and earth? I asked you the other time. Well, as the American government sent technicians to service the fire, the moon, the sun. When? Ever since God spoke, it has been there. That is the God you serve. Fear not, little flock. God is on your side. Hallelujah. We are sure of winning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, that was the story of our sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I said, we are going to pray for America. We are going to pray. John Wesley said, it seems God cannot help humanity unless someone asks him to. That is why God raised you up as an intercessor. Brethren, pray. Pray. God is hearing your prayer. Thank you, Lord. Remember, I gave you a testimony. I was in the parking lot in the airport. Then suddenly somebody came close to the window and said, the Lord said I should tell you, anytime you pray, I hear you. And he was on a short, black guy, just a young man, maybe around 24. I thought it was just ordinary person. I turned, I didn't see him again. God is hearing you. He's listening to you. Fear not, fear not, fear not. God is on your side. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen. Okay, no time for war order. No, they used to put it on a plane. This United Kingdom plane airline, British Airways. It's a new one word, but they remove it now. They cannot start their new war order. Though everything is set, the chip is available. I need to say this, please. When they start giving that chip to people, don't accept it. That is the mark of the beast. If you receive it, you can't make heaven. It's not possible. I know some preachers are saying it, that God understands. He will forgive you. No. It's then in Revelation 13. Don't take the mark. Don't deny Jesus. They say if you deny him, he will deny you. Amen? Please, don't take the mark. That chip is a mark. You may have other reasons for taking it, but don't take the mark. Let me encourage you with this testimony. How many of you have heard the story of George Mueller? Or just one. Now, George Mueller was raising up orphans. No food, but he was asking them to set the table. They would bend down and pray. Food would come. By the time they open their eyes, would be on the plate. That is how he did it for years.
That God has not changed. That God is still with us. He's alive. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel 11, 32b. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They will do extraordinary things. Now, Philippians 2, 9 says, wherefore also God has highly exalted him. He has given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of beings in heaven, under the earth, and under the earth. Three worlds, they will bow to that name. Now, let's reason. That name has been given to you through birth. Are you born again? That name is yours. Just like I was explaining to the children yesterday. I said, when my wife married me, she dropped her own last name. I took my own. The name of Jesus is yours. You are married to Jesus. Your maker is your husband. You can use his name. Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, your money in the bank, when you are going there to collect your money, do you need faith to get your money? Is it your money? Do you have right to collect it? You have right to use the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus will work for you anywhere, anytime. If you work for that sister, I testify in Benin City, it will work for any one of us. All the weapons that you need are in that room. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the blood of Jesus Christ was given to you, was shed for you. Remember this scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God made him sin and made you righteous. Ephesians 2:6 says, he raised us up together, therefore he made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. God raised us up together. And he shed his blood. The blood is a transport to the presence of God. Anytime you want to go, you use the blood, you find yourself before your heavenly Father. Before, it was the high priest that need to take your sacrifice. He will take the sacrifice of the people, do it, and get to the Holy of Holies once in the year. But it's available. The door is open. Hallelujah. The door is open. We are not going to ask God to rent the heaven and come down. He has already done it. Heaven is open. Use the name. Use the name. Now I want to read a scripture for you. This is Matthew 18, verse 2 and 4. Somebody there, please open. We need a childlike faith. Hallelujah. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Nevertheless, and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little children, as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Next verse, please. Whosoever therefore shall say, or shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, what I'm bringing out from those verses is that your faith will be like childlike faith. You know when you tell children the truth, they will run with it. They don't try to reason it whether it will work. They are going to practice. So, last time I shared it, you practice. Like I started practicing in 1977. I remember, hallelujah, it's only by myself now. I'm just using this as a testimony to stir you up. I was just a baby in the things of God. I didn't know much. When I got to the Bible, I read Psalms. One day the Lord started talking to me. Go and talk to your dad. Me? My father was the head of his school. Me? No. But I'm not going. A voice came again, go and talk to your dad. He said, if you don't go now, if a brother comes, I say, he said, because I have come. Immediately I stepped up, I was sitting with my father in my living room. Then brother Kwale came. Gabriel Kwale. I said, oh, brother, come over here. This time I was already talking to my dad. He could have a lot of respect for my dad. So he died 76. So, I don't know how to prophesy, but I started saying, death is at the door. Death is at the door. And he fell on his knee and started confessing. He said, this is what my mother asked me to go and do. I didn't know they did sacrifice. Where am I saying this? God can use you. Even if you don't understand, just obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God, I will see my father again. I know he's in heaven. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 2. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, for by it elders obtain a good report. So, for by faith we will obtain good report. What is faith? Faith is taking the word of God as it is. Don't try and figure it out from your brain, whether it will work or it will not work. It will always work if you act on it. Faith is acting on the word of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, remember, for your faith to work, you need to meditate on the word of God day and night. To do experts. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And the same thing the Lord told Joshua. Let me just stay here. As I will stay with 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 19 through 24. Please just put Kings for me. 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah. Now, there's first sin. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of groves, 400, which it's at Jezebel's table. Next verse, please. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Yes. Next verse. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, now, how long have ye between opinion? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. So shall it be in your own time too. In Jesus' name. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long? Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. The next verse, please. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood. Put no fire on that. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire on that. I want to draw your attention to something here. Elijah was a man like you. If you go to James, that is what he said. A passion like you. But what happened? This was a challenge. He wanted to prove to them that his God is a true God. Our God is a true God. God is looking for those who can believe him, who will take his word and run with it. You are the one. God trusts you. You are the one. Hallelujah. And God will not fail you. Hallelujah. Now, you can imagine you want God to receive the sacrifice. You said they should not put kerosene, no petrol, but let there be fire. Do you know where Elijah did? He poured water. And again, pour water. Again, more water. When he started praying, what happened? Fire came down. And no propane. Fire from God came down from heaven and licked the sacrifice, leaves the stone, licked everything. That's the God we serve. That is your God. If God be for me, who can be against me? For it is written, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that riseth up against us in judgment, we condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the God we serve. Elijah proved it to them. Do you know God is raising up many of us like Elijah? But we are not bold. Be bold. Brethren, be bold. Don't be afraid. God will not fail. Hallelujah. Now, there's a scripture. I don't intend to go there, but I'll quote it. It's Colossians 3, verse 1. It says, if ye be risen with Christ. I don't like using the word if, but Paul was drawing our attention to something. Do you believe you resurrected with Jesus? When Jesus Christ was crucified, you were there in his body. When he was buried, you were buried with him. When he resurrected, you resurrected with him. So Paul is saying, if you truly believe you resurrected with Jesus, seek things that are above. Why? Because the things of the earth, they are temporal. No matter what you possess today, they are temporal. But that one is forever. I remember, James, when I said I was having a problem with my flesh, I went to the Lord. And he said, put away the game of the soul. You are the one playing the game. Because Christians say, well, if I happen to fall for adultery, I will repent, God will forgive me. Stop playing the game. Trust God to put you over. Do you know, I went back, after I struggled, I went back. He said, James chapter 1, verse 12. And later he said, verse 2. I said, no, 2 comes before 12. Why reversing it? Because if you start with 2, you will not understand. Verse 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. There's no joy in temptation. When you are surrounded with temptation, count it joy. Because it's a test. God expects you, he trusts you to pass the test. When you pass the test, verse 19, 12 will happen. You will wear crown of life. Hallelujah. Don't play game. Mm-mm. Christianity is an individual race, you and God. A time will come, you give account of yourself to your maker. Count it all joy when you are surrounded with temptation. Don't yield to temptation. Overcome temptation by trusting God, standing in the word of God, saying the word of God, acting on the word of God. God will put you over. Because God wants you to be strong, because he trusts in you. He's boasting about you. Like what he said about Job. Have you seen my servant Job? He's upright, he's righteous. The devil said, he just doesn't trust you for nothing. Remove the hedge from him. He will curse you to your face. I say, okay, you go now. But what happened? Job came, passed with flying colors. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The people that don't know their God shall be strong and do as Lord. Let me hurry. Now, this is Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. This is what Jesus Christ said here. Oh, somebody there, please. There's nobody there. Okay. Mark 16, this is what it says. 14 to 20. Okay, I will take it right from verse 16. Mark 16:16. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. But these signs shall follow them that believe. You see, he did not say these signs shall follow Pastor Augustine only, the apostles only, the prophets only, the evangelists only, pastors and teachers only. But what did he say? These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Okay, what are the signs? Let's tabulate it. In my name, they will cast out devils. If you're a believer, you can cast out devils. Hallelujah. If you're a believer, you will speak with new tongues. In the name of Jesus, you will take a serpent and it will not hurt you. Oh, he said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Okay, let me pause a bit here. You cannot tempt God. No, don't tempt God when it comes to drinking deadly thing. Take, for example, you happen to eat something and it's hurting you. You prayed over it, put your hand in your stomach and quote that scripture. That thing will stop. There was this young man, we were holding Bible study in West Finn in those days. He always provide food before eating. Then the co-workers would be laughing. One day, something happened. Those who ate without praying started having trouble. He said, that is why I pray. Pray over your food before you eat. Hallelujah. Even if it's your mama that prepared it, pray over it. Even if you are the one that prepared, pray over it. Hallelujah. Because you don't know where the thing came from. Shall eat or drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt you. Take stand on this scripture and that thing will leave. Don't start running here and then calling 911. See, this one is faster than 911. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, it shall not hurt you. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Did he say you will recover them? What is your part? Lay hands. He didn't even say pray. He said lay hands. See, in most cases, we have to say this. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Leave the rest to Jesus. That is what he said. Stand on the word of God. The word of God will work. You will do exploits. Hallelujah. In the hospital, some patient will call you and say, please, I want you to pray for me. Don't hesitate. Just pray, because Jesus Christ is the one doing the business. Do you know what? It's a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry on earth. You are his representative, ambassador. Hallelujah. Do you know you came from heaven? So you are representing Jesus. Now, the prayer request came with, we've not prayed yet. Come on, time is running fast. We need to pray. I want you to stand, since it came back to mind. Let's pray. Pray for America. God, a country without fence, that country can be overrun in overnight. That's what happened to Nigeria. Everybody's just coming in. Pray for America. Just move around and pray. Bind whatsoever spirit is going on. We put an end to new world order. We promote God's order. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, arise. Let all your enemies in America scatter. In the north. In the south. In the west. In the east. In the central part of America. Let all your enemies scatter. Whatsoever they are planning, and let it be exposed. Father, we ask, O Lord, the law enforcement agencies, they begin to discover all these things. Those who store up dynamites, who store up some weapons to hurt Americans, that these things be exposed. O Lord, let the blessed Holy Spirit, put a hook on the jaw of the people who are planning evil, that they begin to give away their secrets. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. O Lord, arise in America. O Lord, arise in America. O Lord, arise in America. Let all your enemies scatter. Because your word says in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Lord, arise. Arise. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the one mighty in battle. Yes, as a king over Israel, when they allowed you to be their king, they did not lose any battle. You gave a victory all the time. Lord, rule over America. Rule over America through your church. Let the church not take the background. Let the church move forward. Let the church move forward. In the name of Jesus. Let them speak from their pulpits. Let them speak in the streets. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, save America. Because of your people who are calling upon your name. Save America. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How must you go? Lord, the slaughtering of babies through abortion. We repent on behalf of this nation. We ask for mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Even Lord, those ones they are bringing here and there for harlotry. We ask for mercy. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy. And turn things around in America. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just sit down a little. Let me conclude. Thank you for praying along with me. Hallelujah. I recommended, if you can find this book, read it. The Wonderful Name of Jesus by A.W. Kenyon. It's good. I read that man's book because I heard the story of how he went home. He told the daughter, he said, "Daughter, I'm going home today." He said, "Daddy, you are home." I said, "I'm going home today. Here is Jesus and the angels. Bye-bye." That is how he left. That is the Bible way to go. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. I prefer to follow such people's faith. Let me read something for you here. He said, "Oh, that our eyes were open, that our souls would dare rise into the realm of omnipotence, where the name would mean to us all that the Father has invested in it, that we would act upon to our higher privileges in Christ Jesus. Because God invested a lot of power in that name. Here and there, some of us have experienced the authority invested in the name of Jesus. We have seen the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, those on the verge of death brought back instantly to health and vigor. But so far, none of us have been able to take a permanent place in our privileges and abide where we may enjoy the fullness of his mighty power. But we have a conviction that before the Lord Jesus returns, there will be a mighty army of believers who will learn the secret of living in the name that is you, of reigning in life and living in a victorious and transcendent resurrection life of his Son, the Son of God, among men." Amen. Now, before I conclude, give you a testimony. I came across this gentleman some years ago when I went to Open Heaven meeting in California. His name is David Hogan. He was rebelling against God. He was not ready to preach. He said, "Your church is a shamble. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to preach." Do you know the day God arrested him? Immediately he stepped out from the plane. That plane was roasted. Now, if you see this man, you will not enjoy his preaching. He will put a handkerchief on his back. He will just it's like a joke. He has been a missionary to Mexico. He's fast 40 days every year and do marathon. Recently, there was flesh-eating bacteria in Mexico. The government didn't know what to do with it. The people who caught it, they put them in a place and just cheered the place. And the news came to him, he told some of the disciples or the workers, "We're going to pray." They fasted 3 days and told the government. They said, "When you enter there, you can't come out." They went inside and prayed for the people, and they were all healed. Hallelujah. That is doing exploits. Do you know, when he started raising the dead, he said many were dying. But today, he can't count the number of dead people he has brought back to life by the grace of God. So, we have to practice the word of God. Now, there was something that happened to him. Do you know when you are sold out to God, God can use you, even without you knowing. He can take your body and use it somewhere. That is what happened to him. He went to over there in Florida, Apostle Ronaldo's church. He said, while he was waiting for time to minister, a pastor said, "Thank you for coming to our church to minister. We're blessed." Then I said, "What church?" He said, "No, that was not me. No, we don't believe those stuff. Not me." I brought the photographs they took. And this person was acting just like David. Who was that? God used his body to minister somewhere. And he said, "Well, play music." He doesn't know how to play no music. Hallelujah. Brethren, please, let us not limit God. Then another one came to him. He said, "You came with a truck, with 2x4, a lot of them, to help us to build our church. When was that?" He said, "That wasn't me." And it was God that used him to do that. Do you know God is using us to prepare yourself, fast and pray. Your fasting is not wasted. Your prayer, not wasted. They are stored up. The prayers you are praying, they are stored up in golden vials. A time will come, the answers will begin to come in thunders. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I went to, this is small, I will not say it's a small testimony, but my experience, I need to share with you. I went to Yuma, and my vehicle was having a problem, transmission problem. When I drive a little, when the transmission will warm up, it will just remain number one. It will not shift. So, as I was over there in Bay Road, 40th Street on Bay Road, I was trying to avoid the golf tournament. I saw the amount of the person paying who is going to this place. I didn't know it was Yuma. Immediately, I picked her up. I prayed. Then I saw rainbow. I said, "Okay." The Lord was telling me, "Don't worry, I will take you down there." Then I remember this testimony of brethren who had a translocation. I said, "Lord, I believe you to translocate me to Yuma and bring me back." So I went, I asked the woman, how many hours? He said, 4 good hours, one way. And here's a car that I'm managing. After it warm up, will be, I will just shut it off, park for a while, then start. But now, the thing drove straight. No problem. On the way back, I went there 4 hours. When I was coming back, it was 3 hours. How God did it, I don't know. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. And God will do it for you. The secret, put your hand on your dashboard when you are, if you want God to give you translocation. And pray. As you are praying, don't leave the rest to God. Check your time. God, I stopped over there to buy gas, but it was still 3 hours. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Are you refreshed today? I thank God I came today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nervousness is gone. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Does someone need a prayer here right now? Prayer. Someone need a prayer? Or you have a pain in your body, want God to get rid of it? Nobody. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Your word is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Dividing the spirit, soul, and sunder. And go far as to the, even as far as to the marrow. Let your blood, your word, quicken us. Let your word shapen us. Let your word build us up. Let your word make us strong. Let your word make us unmovable. Bold as lion. Oh, let your word quicken us, oh Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any struggle that any of us are going through in our flesh, Abba Father, I pray put an end to it. Lord, let your fire burn that thing off from our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Compass us, O Father, with sons of victory. In the name of Jesus. Even this new week we are going to enter. You've gone before us. Help us to trust you to put us over this week from day to day. As we drive here, as we go there, as we walk, Father, we trust you to put us over. We trust you. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.